Phone Boy Speaks, episode 566, The Shrinking Carry-On. So I'm recording this a couple days before before this will come out, and so I was impacted by this, of course, when I left for Israel, and apparently at some point United had changed their carry-on bag policies and didn't really like tell anybody. I mean, I guess this time when I checked in, to their credit, they actually like made me, you know, they made me aware of what the carry-on bag policies were, and I don't think they had noted that they had changed, but they at least made me aware that these are the restrictions on dimensions now. And it turns out that they're a little shorter than they used to be and a little smaller. And you know, I think the idea is that they want to make sure that the stuff you bring on the plane actually fits. And some of the bags are, you know, there's like in some cases, you know, the bag's an inch too long or something, and that causes issues for closing the bag. And so they want to make sure that when people bring stuff on the plane, it'll fit. And I get that, right? As somebody who travels almost exclusively using carry-on bags, people should only bring on stuff that actually fits. So I'm kind of with them on that. And so I went and looked at looked at the stuff that I carry on. And so I usually, what I typically use is a backpack I bought from Timbuktu. That's where most of my stuff goes. And then for, you know, a carry-on the personal item that I usually access during the flight, I went through the stuff that I had, and I actually found a bag that I had bought many years ago, and I don't remember why I stopped using it. I think it's because it was too small. Well, now it turns out that bag is actually perfect, right? Because it fits in that under the seat space, and I verified that because the aisle seats on the typical United flight have the most limited space under the seat in front of you, and it turns out that bag pretty much is a perfect fit for those restrictions, and actually so it's perfect, and I think that was the case many years ago too, but I had forgotten about it. Again, I don't know why I stopped using the bag, but I had it. Why not? And I actually got rid of some bags when I was cleaning up my office a couple of weeks ago. This is one I kept, and I'm kind of glad I did because it still works. So anyway, but I used the big Timbuktu bag for this, you know, like most of the stuff I carry, and the nice thing about this old a bag called a Megabyte from Lowell Alpine is that the backpack straps on it can actually be hidden, which is nice. And then I can carry it as a, you know, with just a handle on the top. So it's really nice to try and get in and out of the plane with that, you know, that plus the large Timbuktu backpack. So, the only downside to the bags I have is if I actually do have to check one for one reason or another, I'm screwed. But, I actually carry a duffel bag that's folded up. And if I absolutely have to check something, then I can rearrange my, you know, I can fix it so that I have something I can check. Because unfortunately, neither of these backpacks is really good for, I wouldn't necessarily want to check either one of those, one of the backpacks. So, because the backpack doesn't seal up, it's not really designed to be checked luggage. So anyway, that's just a personal thing. So always prepare. I guess you should always prepare to check a bag if you have to, especially if you start running out of space on planes and stuff. But also, just the next time you travel, make sure you check with your airline and see that your the bag policies have changed or not. And they haven't changed on all planes, just so you know, right? Or not all airlines have done this. I know United has done it, and I think American's the other one. Not sure, but I think at the very least you should check United and find it, you know, because that seems to be the smallest one. If your bag fits on United, it'll fit on the other ones, and because that's a good thing, because you know, the last thing you want to do is have your carry-on bags not be allowed with you on the plane if they have to be on the plane with you. So just be aware of that, and good luck the next time you travel.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.